I was Danish, I was O'Neill, so I can tell you how they both feel right now, right now. Ranting, raving, getting angry at the dummies in this fucked up world. I will ride my bike across the country, psych. I've broken every wheel I've used the ice machine too many times, and I still have not seen Richie Gypsy. Just might have you murder her own mother. Motherfuckers, it's Danish and O'Neill.
Oh, well, here we are. We're back again. Back
oh,
in
yeah.
town.
Once again.
Yeah.
You just never know these days.
Dude, have you been watching this fucking Epstein documentary that came out?
Where's that on?
Netflix. It's, I mean, I knew it was bad. I just didn't know how fucking bad it was. It's crazy. This fucking guy's crazy. Unbelievable.
What's it called?
It's just called Filthy Rich.
Filthy Bitch.
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. Dude, this motherfucker, he must have just been supplying Clinton and Trump and all these motherfuckers with chicks because he is above the motherfucking law. This guy is.
How long had he been doing it?
Oh, decades. Like, decades. Like, the first FBI reports from 96.
Why even bother doing the reports?
You mean the FBI?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the FBI just wrote it down but never investigated it. They didn't go back.
They just want to have it just in case he goes, like, rogue or does something?
I think somebody, probably some lower-level person, like, wrote it down, and then their superior's like, oh, yeah, dude, you can't fuck with Epstein. And the guy probably already put it in the database but then just left it there. And then they didn't really start going to like, 06.
It's like a meter maid. He's like, well, I started writing it. I can't delete it out of the database.
Yeah. You know, you're like, dude, I'm here. I'll put a quarter in. He's like, it's already done, man. They also talk about, I didn't know this motherfucker was involved in a Ponzi scheme. That's where he started getting all his money originally.
He's an all-around class act. He's like, Bernie Madoff, I'm going to one-up him majorly. He's Bernie Madoff meets Sandusky.
Yeah, it really is. It's like the ultimate hybrid. I guess he was working for some investment place, and they said that this guy's like a fucking math whiz, but he has questionable morals. And then this other company's like, perfect, a genius with loose morals. He'll be perfect for running our Ponzi scheme, and he was.
And then another company was like, hey, we work in child trafficking. We like what you've been doing with your Ponzi scheme. Why don't you come over here?
No, dude, that's when he started that on his own. I don't know how this guy had any time to work. I don't think he did. All day long involved him getting massages and raping women that were massaging him.
Jesus.
I mean,
across McAfee?
Dude, this guy makes McAfee look like a fucking minor, like a fucking community college basketball league. This guy's like NBA. Unbelievable.
Where did he live?
Well, he did a lot of raping in around the Palm Beach high schools. That was like, there were so many high schools around there, and he was just like recruiting like hundreds of fucking high school and middle school chicks.
By himself, or did he have like people doing it
network? So, dude, he had like a fucking evil eye to sense out anybody that had suffered like severe trauma. Like one of the girls, her fucking dad got out of prison, then married a new chick. She went to live with them, and the dad beat the shit out of the new mom's son with the mom, beat this kid to death in front of this girl. That's just one tragedy in her life. And so she was living on the street. A friend of hers recruits her to go to Epstein's house to give him a massage. It always starts out with a massage. About like 2 seconds into the massage, he turns over from his back to his stomach and just starts beating it and like groping chicks, and then usually ends up raping them. And then he's like, hey, by the way, I'll pay you $200 for this raping. If you don't want to get raped again, get another girl to come in and I'll pay you $200 for recruitment fee.
So he kind of Ponzi'd that.
They literally kept calling it a Ponzi sex ring.
Ugh. Well, I wonder if at the end the documentary like suggests where they, if he's alive, if he's not.
I don't know. I'm only on episode, or only made it through two episodes. There's four episodes. But dude, this guy, like, they had all of these charges against him. And it was so bad that the Palm Beach chief of police, the state dropped the case, dropped the ball in the case. He actually ended up going over their head and going to the FBI because he was so outraged at the way the shit was being handled.
Surprised no one ever just is like, whatever, I'm just going to cash in and go after him myself, like take him out.
Like kill him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the only way you could do it.
I was literally saying that to Abby. I was like, why? I'm shocked that nobody killed this guy. Like just on their own. I'm
either
shocked.
Like a family member or somebody, or just a cop who's like, you know what? The only way this is going to work is if I do it myself.
Yeah. I mean, the worst stuff took place on the island because he had a place in Paris, New York, the Virgin Islands, and which ironically the Virgin Islands, and in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Didn't he own Fight Island too? The UFC's Fight Island.
Yeah, that's right.
Dana White.
That's coming up.
I just saw this today. So John Oliver said they should call it UFC and spelled it SEA for the C.
Yeah.
The next day, the UFC got that patent.
Seriously?
They stole his idea. He came
Seriously?
Up with it. What, you're not going to give him anything? No money? Nothing?
Dana White's like, oh, I actually like John Oliver. I think he's a funny guy, but I didn't agree what he was shitting on the UFC. But evidently, dude, I don't think they could, unless they were thinking about it, unless they can prove that they were actually thinking about doing that first.
I mean, it's hard to prove, I think. You could, you know.
I mean, unless you had email correspondence that were before what he can prove.
Well, couldn't you just, if you had enough money, couldn't you just say, hey, like, doctor this up a little bit?
I mean, emails are hard to prove that. I mean, if you
yeah.
subpoenaed your emails. But still, yeah, I would push back if I were him.
It just, see, I mean, and if you're John Oliver, you're like, I want my name, you know, like, I want the credit.
Imagine he's like, I want John Oliver's Fight UFC.
That'd be great. If you were a comic and you're like, I want the press for this, that'd be funny.
Yeah, no, it would be like, great. Like,
I want my name on it. Because they're going to be selling merch. Like, you know, I mean, if they're patenting it, they're going to be going for that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I all these cards that they've put on the island thus far, I'm not that impressed with. I'm like, okay, great.
I heard it's UFC SEMEN. UFC man. It's going to be.
Well, if you are if you're on that UFC, UFC at C card, you will be a UFC man.
I've been delving more into live PD, and it, what a crazy, crazy show.
People have been raving about it for, it's been around for several years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been around a long time. Another A&E smash hit. They rival TLC, but they've gone to the law enforcement. They've gone law enforcement where TLC's gone freaks.
Dude, here's the weird thing is that I can't believe that Cops got canceled. It was like Cops got canceled, and then immediately Live PD like swooped in to take all those people's
viewers.
I thought
Cops though went like to some weird network like CMT and then somewhere else, but I don't know.
Did
it? Could be wrong.
I haven't heard anything about it. You would have thought you.
It makes
I don't
sense
see clips.
Though because Live PD is like the new. It like took the old. I think Cops did need to be like revolutionized a little bit, and Live PD was like, we know how to spice this up.
What's the
and so it?
What's the take on it?
So there's two shows. There's Live PD, and then there's like one show that's only body cam footage called like PD Cam, I think.
Okay.
So Live PD is there's like a host who's like probably 50 years old, maybe a little older. This guy wears the most skin tight shirts you've ever seen. He's like jacked, but it doesn't look like he should be jacked. It's really weird. He's like really thin, but he has big biceps. It's very odd to look at. He always
like
wears skin tight shirts.
He's like a Dr. Drew build where he's just all biceps.
A little bit, yeah. Then there's a guy, a black guy, whose name is Tom Morris, which is great. He's like, Tom Morris, how do you feel about this? And he weighs in on it. Then there's like the chief of police or some high-ranking guy who's involved with the Tulsa police force. And he's like this like silver fox, like jacked with tattoos, and he chimes in. And they're just watching live crimes. They're like, all right, let's cut back into Louisiana. We got a prostitute being questioned right now.
They basically do live commentary on, like, police.
Yeah, and you're hearing
footage?
It from guys. I think the Tom Morris and the other guy, I think Tom Morris is probably retired, but they're, like, both, you know, they have, like, insider knowledge of, like, here's why you do that. Here's why you saw, you know, he should have been in position there. Like,
is it like, blah, it's blah, like blah. UFC commentary if, when they have
more
the fighters
or less,
on.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but when, like, they have real fighters.
Yeah, and then the PD cam is hosted just by the Tulsa guy. So I was watching that the other day. And
is it
like,
only
I guess
in
everyone,
Tulsa? All of them are just from Tulsa?
No. He just happens to work there. But, like,
oh,
it's
but they're
like,
from all
like
over
six,
the country?
Six different places, I think. I think it's Louisiana. Then I don't know, a bunch of others. But and then the PD cam is they're just taking footage, I guess, that police forces give them.
Oh.
And it's all crazy. One, this woman cop goes up to a car and she's like, "Where's your license?" And the guy like mumbles something, "I don't have a license." And it says like unintelligible and like the on the screen. And then all of a sudden, you see a flash. A guy in the rear passenger shoots her.
Oh.
And she's like, "I've been hit." And she like runs off. She starts firing. Like the lady got shot in the face.
That's the training, man. You got to go.
And so she got shot in the face, and then, because they interviewed her later, she got shot in, like, the side of the boobie. She said her vest somehow, even though it was made for her body, somehow it went under. It got her in the boobie. She was a bigger lady.
She have fake tits?
No, but so
like,
it went in her body.
There'd be saline solution all over the place.
So this lady, the bullet went through and through on her cheek.
Ooh.
And then she not only fires back at him, she got in her car and gets in a chase with these guys while she's, like, gushing blood.
It's the power they, like, of adrenaline.
They're going like crazy speeds, and then all of a sudden they slow down and get off the highway and put their blinker on, and she's like, "I felt like they were baiting me." And they went into this like apartment complex, and she like another backup car, and she's like comes up, she's like, "We gotta get out of here, I think this is a trap." And like she's like, I think they all have guns, and they took off. The guys eventually got arrested. She's like, "I realized then I couldn't feel my legs, like, touching the pedal, so that it was about time to get out of the car."
Jesus Christ.
Then this other guy was this little, like, he was a small guy, the cop, and I think he made the mistake of getting too close to this dude that he pulled over, and the guy pulled over was, like, at least 6 inches taller than him, and the guy just starts swinging on the cop, and the cop's just getting whipped, and he, like, can't handle it at all, and he just yelled, like,
Dude, how scary would that be? You're by yourself and some dude's on top of you? Because nobody's fucking coming in to stop anything.
This guy is just, it was grotesque to watch. The guy is elbowing the back of his head over and over and over again on the ground. Then he tries to get him in a rear naked. Then he starts grabbing his gun, and he's like, "Don't do it." And the gun goes off in the scuffle. Some lady comes out of nowhere. I don't know, she drove by, and she's like, "Stop it!
I don't think that's going to help."
And in the middle of, like, this guy, like, you're like, this guy could kill him. In the middle of all this, the criminal is just like, "I fucked up, man. I fucked up. I'm sorry." Like, he wanted to take it back. And it's like, what the fuck?
Jesus
crazy.
Christ.
And then another last one. This 10-year-old leads a cop. He's driving on the highway. High-speed chase for 50 miles. This kid's driving a car. They found out he did this like a week earlier. That when they caught him doing that, he's like, "Well, I was bored." You know how bad they must want to fucking kill this kid. So the kid's going off road because they block him off. Like he like veers off the side of the highway, going like up and down these dips in like a sedan. And they finally like they're like, "Pit him, but do it real gent. Like, don't hurt him." And so they like barely hit him, and he stops. And the kid said he was getting back at his mom who took away his PlayStation.
Oh, see, that'll teach you, parents. Dude, there was a 5-year-old kid who wanted his mom to drive him to LA so he could buy a Lamborghini. 5 years old. Mom said no. Well, left the sister there to like babysit him while parents went to work. 5 years old, gets the car keys, steals the car, is on the highway.
How could he even reach the pedals?
Yeah, that's why he got pulled over. The cop had to put it in drive because the kid could barely see over the dash and mess with the pedals. And he said he was there to drive. He's trying to drive from Salt Lake City to L.A. to buy a Lamborghini. He had like $5.
We talked about that a while back. Man, yeah,
you know, guess what?
Something like that.
He got rewarded. Some guy in that area who had
a Lamborghini.
No, has a Lamborghini, shows up at his house to give him a ride. Talk about rewarding shitty behavior. Jesus Christ.
Kid's like, hey, can you go buy me something at that convenience store? And he steals the guy's car.
Yeah, dude. I mean, talk about so the kid won. He didn't buy a Lamborghini, but a guy came over and gave him a ride in one.
I heard the guy who stopped by talk a little bit like this. Hey, I'm just filming Triple D. I happen to be in the area. You're in luck. Hop in, Hunter.
I read about this young 5-year-old, and this guy wanted a Lamborghini. And guess what? He's getting the next best thing, a Guy Fieri Lamborghini ride.
Here, sit on Guy's lap. It's not anything sexual. It's just for fun.
I'll tell you what. Good to see you, partner. Why don't you give Uncle Guy a kiss on the lips? Imagine you found out he was some sort of fucking better ass like Epstein, where he's just like, hey, welcome to Triple D. Dicks, more dicks, and triple dicks.
BuzzFeed would be devastated. They wrote an article recently where, like, Guy Fieri's the only good person in the cooking world left. I was like, it's a bit of an odd take.
That.
Like,
I read that.
There's not one other person who's, like, been on the straight and narrow.
Everybody is so fucking... the writing and articles these days are so weak because there's so many people at home that are... Their news supply is complete garbage. Like, everything I read is like, can you believe what Khloe Kardashian did to her face? And I'm like, what am I doing here? I stopped reading the news. I was like, I got to tap out.
No, there's just nothing going on. It's just, it's really gotten thin out there. Real thin.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's like, we start writing about, like, is Guy Fieri the best celebrity chef left?
It's like, it seems like public opinion has gone so far to the other side of, like, now he's like a saint. It's like, what? Like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Like, he went from like, we all hate him to like, no, this guy is a god. And it's like, wait, he is?
Dude, our celebrity obsession, even in that Epstein, one of the, like, the Palm Beach police hired a private investigator to follow him when he got out of jail, when he was still on probation, to see if he violated his probation. Dude, they had like 67 counts of him violating his probation. They sent it to his probation officer, and they go, what do you want me to do about it? He's a celebrity. And I was like, "That really? That's where we're at. That's where we're at right now. We're like, because he's a high profile?
He was considered a celebrity. Just why? Because he was just a well-known person?
Billionaire. Hung out with Kevin Spacey and fucking Harvey Weinstein. I don't know. Because, he was like a high-profile client. Or not client, but high-profile inmate.
What the fuck?
He's a billionaire. I guess if you're a billionaire nowadays, you're automatically a celebrity. Very bizarre. Very
That's
strange.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
The kids across the street from me. I don't know if I feel bad for them or I'm like, what are you? It's a little of both. And what are you doing? They are making the world's shittiest treehouse on a tree that's like 8 feet tall.
Wait, is it in their yard or is it on the street?
It's an apartment building, so it's like not technically, you know, like it kind of is.
Dude, if I saw some kids building a fucking treehouse in the tree in my courtyard, I'd be like, hey, dude, what the fuck are you guys doing?
This tree would support no weight of like any child. I don't care like how old they are. It's like it's like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree of treehouses. They put rope and then like a piece of cardboard down.
I was literally just going to say, are they using wood or are they using cardboard?
That was cardboard. I was like, hey, I feel like this is like a Stockton treehouse.
Dude, it might be a Stockton playground, like the city playground. Dude, you know what would be hilarious to watch them play on it and then see them just like fall through the floor?
So then one time I walked this, because it's like, I don't know if they're related or they just all live in this building. But there's like a 10-year-old kid and then some younger girls. The 10-year-old kid was he had like a piece of what looked to be like a cinder block, and he was just like using it as a hammer, trying to get this branch down. He was just nailing it, and he came so close to hitting himself in the face with the piece of that bull thing. I was like, and there was like an adult who was just sitting there on their phone, like 20 feet away. I guess he was supposed to be watching him.
Dude, what is this, fucking third world country? This is what they're using. Why can't you get the kid a fucking axe or something? Or a regular hammer? This guy's picking up utensils like an animal.
I don't think anyone wants this kid using tools. Dude, I mean, they're using cardboard for swings. This isn't like safety first out there.
I know, but this guy's like a fucking primate out there, like figuring out how to use things he finds on the ground as utensils.
What if he becomes, I read about a profile about this guy like 30 years from now. He's like the best architect in the world. And he's like, I started with cardboard swings and cinder block hammers.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. The best carpenter or architect in the world probably would be smart enough to not use cardboard and ropes and fucking. Dude, you could go out and scrounge around the neighborhood and find some wood. You could also just ask your parents for a hammer. You know what a hammer costs? Nothing. Get some fucking nails. Like, this guy's not going to be some fucking world-renowned architect because he's using what? Shit he finds in the backyard. This kid's lazy as fuck.
But even if you had that equipment, I'm telling you, the tree's so small, there's nothing to build.
Also a reason why he's not going to be a world-renowned architect. He clearly has no concept of what you could build on.
Like, he's not a tall person, and the tree's like not that much taller than him.
I don't even take a picture of it by, and send it to me.
It looks like a bunch of trash in the tree. It's unbelievable. It's like a shitty, like one rung ladder he either made or found somewhere connected to it. It really is something to behold. It's like, it's crazy. You're like, what is going on here?
Dude, you got to get a picture and send it to me.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Dude, you're talking about, this is like urban treehouse building. Like, we were building treehouses since we were little kids out at the motel. We love building treehouses, but we would scrounge up wood and we would use nails. We use a hammer. We would just use a fucking burlap sack we found laying on the ground and connect it with some wire.
And this is an indication of some of the tenants in my neighborhood. There's like one area where people just leave like bed frames and shit and like all sorts of bullshit from their apartments, and I saw the kid down there like trying to find scrap material.
Yeah, dude, if he just ripped that box spring up, you could definitely build something out of that.
I don't know if he's got what it takes to figure that out, but it's been interesting to watch this guy work.
Dude, how is he he's just using the brick to cut down stuff?
What's crazy is the branch didn't, I mean, I guess because he's small, like it looks like I could have just ripped it off like with my hands, but he just was trying, he had it bent down. And so he was just trying to break it.
How old is the kid?
It just wasn't probably 10, but he's like pretty scrawny.
Yeah, dude, that's too old to be using.
I know. I was he's like, what's city this guy kid doing?
That's the problem. He's a city kid. Dude,
don't see a lot of L.A. city tree houses, and it's probably for a good reason.
He ought to go on YouTube because there's these guys, and they live in, like, the forest. They must be part of some tribe. But they have a YouTube channel where they use nothing but their hands and, like, bark. They build, like, underground apartments with pools. It's unbelievable. Dude, you got to watch it. So they'll, like, time-lapse these guys building it. It may take them, like, a day or two. These guys build into the ground. They'll build a spiral staircase. They'll inlay it with clay, and they'll make, like, fucking pots. They'll reroute a stream to fill up a pool. It'll be, like, a sleeping area. They've made all kinds of crazy shit. It's unbelievable.
Where is it?
In, like, the rainforest somewhere. It seems like it might be in South America.
I was guessing you were going to be like, oh, it's St. Louis. You've never heard of it?
No. No.
They live in the train stations.
Fuck, I can't remember what it is. All you have to type in is like natives build like underground swimming pool, and you'll see.
I heard Ari Shaffir is going to live there.
But I'm going off on a spiritual journey where I'm going to, by hand, build a mansion underground.
They'd end up killing him. He'd be like, oh, you guys did kind of a shitty job on this wall. Can you come in and patch it, please?
No, he'd be in there. They'd be working their ass off. And he'd be like, can you look over here? When they turn around, it's his asshole in their face.
They're
his
like, okay, spread. we're gonna kill you. Like, we don't need you here at all.
Dude, they could easily kill him and then build like something and shove him in there and then just fill it in and you would never know.
And then at that park I talked about last week where there was a makeshift rap video being shot, people are like, just all sorts of weirdos are gathering there doing all sorts of random stuff. I see this one guy, he's using the preacher curl bar. That's the one that's bent.
Okay.
So he's standing in front of his car on the sidewalk grass. He's got that bar down with weights on both sides. This guy, not in good shape at all, very overweight. He's got Dice, Andrew Dice Clay, oversized shorts that go down to like the shins. He's wearing slider sandals with socks. I was like, what the fuck? This guy drove his weight to the park. Like, why couldn't he do this in his living room? What's the difference?
There's no difference. Except I guess just he's getting outside.
Just to stand there and fucking do curls? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Guy just,
it's bizarre.
Maybe he's got OCD and he's like has to carry his weights around because when some sort of intrusive thought gets in there, he has to go out and just start lifting.
I was like, maybe this guy did time and he just feels better outside in the yard. I was like, I can't wrap my head around this.
Dude,
I asked him if I could do some sets. I was like, I get in here real quick.
He'd probably be like, fuck no. Dude, I saw a lady today. I saw her use the ATM, then open the door of the bank, even without all this shit going on. And then I saw her walk outside. I was waiting in the car because Abby was inside. And she walks out, immediately puts her hands in her mouth, starts chewing all the fingers.
Ugh.
I was like, it was the hand she was using to touch everything, touch the button. I don't care if this fucking COVID shit's going on or not. Either way, it's fucking disgusting. I go, this is why people get sick and fucking die. This is why they have to put billboards up that say, wash your hands. Because of fucking animals like that. I almost threw up.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's bad. Dude, I almost got... what's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I almost eats her own shit.
Oh, Jesus. I almost got sprayed by a fucking skunk the other night.
Oh, man.
Right out of the corner of my eye, I see this thing. Boom. Tail up. I hear him making a sound. This motherfucker is against a wall, and this guy, I think if I would have taken another step, he would have shot me hard. Like, this thing was ready to go. I didn't even see him. I think he thought that I was coming after him, but I wasn't. I was just trying to walk by. I was within 5 feet.
That would have been a bad recovery.
I just walked backwards, and then he lowered his tail and kept walking. I was like, oh, fuck, I dodged a real bullet.
L.A. city skunks. Pretty much any animal you see in L.A. are just, like, dirty and nasty looking.
Yeah, man, it's a filthy fucking town.
The skunks, you're like, ugh, these things look gross.
Dude, I got to ask you, what? I watched Predator 2 the other night, which is actually a decent Predator. But what was the obsession in the early 90s of Jamaican gangs and voodoo? Seagal did a movie about it. There was Predator 2. And I think there was at least two other movies I could think of that had some sort of fucking voodoo shit.
Yeah, I don't recall Jamaican voodoo gangs being big at that time period. But I don't know. There was a period where that was like a thing.
I don't know movies. Did it come from like, were there news reports of Jamaican gangs taking over the streets?
Yeah, I don't know. Or just like, was that just a Hollywood thing that like everyone was like, this is the hot new item you need to put in your script?
Oh, you know, maybe. Because so Predator 2 came out in 1990, but it was supposed to take place in 1997 in the movie. So maybe they're like, it's 7 years. This is what the future is going to look like. Nothing but Jamaican voodoo gangs doing crazy rituals.
It's a specific future. I think I knew there was a Predator 2. I know nothing about it.
Oh, I actually liked it.
Who's the star of it? Is it Arnie?
Dude, a man named Danny Glover, my friend.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Now, I remember that now.
They don't do him any favors by dressing him the way he does. because he looks like an old man with his baggy khakis and his shirt. But when he takes his shirt off, the dude was shredded, jacked, shredded.
That it was him?
Yeah, it was Danny Glover. Dude, he was only in Predator 2 in 1990. He was only 44 years old. He's like 2 years older him, than though. Me.
I don't remember him being jacked at all, ever. Dude, not that I ever saw.
He was only in the first Lethal Weapon, he was only like 41.
I wonder how much of the script does Big Earl know, or is he not? I don't know that one.
I don't do sequels.
Come on, be cool. Glover, no thanks.
There's some good lines in it, though. I liked it. Seems like people shit on it, but the first time, I remember seeing it when I was a kid and being like, oh, this isn't too bad. I mean, it's not as good as the first one, but I'm shocked to be like, at that time, that Danny Glover was close to my age, but he looks like he's like an old fucking man.
I heard he kept saying he was eating this lady's pussy, and he kept saying, I'm too old for this clit. Is that true?
That is true. He did. That's what he did there. But it's crazy to be in Lethal Weapon and only like 40 years old and being like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Well, he never looked different. Never really looked young, though. Like, he was an old look. Like, back then, too, guys always looked just older.
I mean, I guess now he's like 80, and he looks pretty young.
Like, when Bill Murray was, like, 40, you know what I mean? He was, like, he looked old. Like,
yeah, but Bill like Murray looks old as shit now, too.
It's just a different time. I don't know. Like, people back then just looked older.
Yeah, it's weird. But who knows? Maybe to kids, we all look like that. I don't, maybe not.
We could. Yeah, I don't know. I got to get to this. Lance sent this. I just saw this tonight on our Twitter. He sent this to us.
Hot off the press.
This is breaking news. E! Online, like everyone else, they're just desperate to look for any sort of news right now. And this is a well-needed update because I was wondering what's been going on. Breaking news, the coronavirus will not stop Gypsy Rose Blanchard from completing her 10-year sentence in prison, everybody. So stop asking. She's not going to be let out. She was convicted of being involved with a murder. They're not going to let her out.
That's an actual headline and a news story. Gypsy Rose is going to complete her sentencing. Yeah, dude, she's a violent criminal.
Are you guys sure you don't want to let me out?
They're like, yeah, we're pretty sure.
What about the DAS man? When's that headline coming in?
I know. Oh. What's he up to? I heard they cut the ice machine due to germs. You can't even use it.
I think I have coronavirus. Can you let me out?
No.
Okay. So, like, somebody told me that if I have corona, I can get out. So, I think I have it. I'll take a six-pack.
Maybe she was like, we can finally be together because now I'm getting out. And Dance Man's like, I can't wait to finally like hold you.
I have an uncle I need you to kill, some loose ends.
I have an uncle too that I want you to kill. His name's Steven. He got me into this mess.
He might get out. It says, as the global pandemic continues to have an impact on many prisons and jails across the country, E! News is learning more about one prisoner's ongoing life behind bars.
Why? Dude, what do you mean? Like, what do we need to know about this bitch? She's crazy. I get it. She had a crazy childhood, but she also had some other conditions that made that crazy childhood turn her into a fucking sociopath.
They let out, if anybody, it was nonviolent offenders, like drugs and stuff like that. No one like, hey, you were involved in a murder. You got to get out of here, man. Sorry.
It sounds like the guy from that documentary. You got to get out of here.
It's crazy. They have an insider. They have an inside source. What was his name?
Is that you? You better get out of here.
This is our insider. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
It said the prison suspended in-person visits back in March, so Gypsy hasn't been able to see anyone since then. They have, however, been giving inmates increased phone time. So
who's coming to see her? Her mom's dead.
Her dad's back in her life because the mom like made up all these lies about the dad, so he's back, which I was like, would you really want to come back in?
One parent out of the way, it might not be that hard to get two.
name so I can call you.
What do you call me for? What the fuck you want me to do? I'm out here. They're trying to make me wear a mask.
Yeah, I fucked you one time, and you won't stop calling me, even in prison.
What can I say, John? You just have a spell over me.
Yeah, I guess I do. You saying my dick's almost good?
Yeah.
I find your diarrhea intoxicating.
Hey, is this Earl?
Yeah, be cool.
I'm trying, but it's hard here in prison.
Yeah, okay.
you're too old for me. That's not my life anymore.
The voice fits what I usually date. Age? Definitely not.
Dude, why are people trying to keep up to date what Gypsy Rose's daily life is like?
Yeah, she's in prison. Let me guess. She probably goes to her cell a lot. She goes to eat. She watches TV, plots more murders. I don't know.
You know, like E and other networks are just bidding. There's going to be a bidding war for when she gets out for a reality show. TLC's probably courting her.
Dude, and if I had any advice for her, I would say go TLC.
Oh, that's the only fit for her.
E, though, they got, you know, they try to dip their toes in there. They got Kardashian,
they try.
But
TLC has shown, I mean, they know what's going on.
If you're a freak of society,
yeah,
TLC knows how to handle you. That's for sure.
They'll make you feel at home. Yeah. This article goes on to say, we're told Gypsy's not experienced any coronavirus symptoms like cough and fever while in prison. At the same time, the health crisis has made the 28-year-old attend her regular group counseling sessions.
Dude, this chick could fight. She's not going to get this shit. This chick's immune system's probably all the fucking unnecessary surgery she had, all the hell she was put through. I better.
She may still have some medication in her system.
Yeah, I don't think she could fucking. I don't think this is going to bother her.
So those sessions have been put on hold.
Man, dude, can anybody call this lady?
Yeah, we should get her number.
Dude, she must have an agent that calls her all the time, being like, we only got 4 more years, and then we're cashing in. How long's she been in there?
I forget when she went in. It's been a while, though. She got engaged in April of 2019 to a guy named Ken. That's all they say about him. They met through her prison pal's pen pal program, her prison's pen pal program.
Man.
They ultimately, unfortunately, called off the engagement.
Oh, yeah, well, but they're still together.
I hope you don't mind that I'm writing crayon. Can you kill my cellmate?
The guy's like, let's get engaged. I love you.
Dude, that's going to be some freaky sex, because this chick's first time she had sex was in the bathroom of a movie theater. While she was watching, like, The Little Mermaid or something.
Or Snow White. She was dressed as in, like, a costume.
Dude, this chick's going to be into some freaky fucking shit.
Well, then
Holy shit. She had
a guy kill her mom and had sex right after that. So, like, for her to get turned on, like, you really got to pull some tricks out of your bag.
She's like, I can't come unless I kill a family member.
Like, whoa,
you need
shit.
To sacrifice a horse and then have sex with me.
I can do that.
Dude, okay. She would be, I'm sorry, but sexually, the Das Man and Gypsy Rose are not gonna do well. I can see the Das Man just being like, will you just get on top of me and then, like, kind of do some stuff?
She's I'm like, going to leave my Jenko. I'm not going to unzip them, the bottoms. It's going to go through the fly.
And she's like, I need to put this car battery on your nutsack in order for me to come. God damn.
Their unbelievable source said, Gypsy has not resumed her romantic relationship with her ex-boyfriend, Ken, since breaking things off with him. Imagine being dumped by her, by the way. She is remaining focused on bettering herself. She currently has no plans to enter into another relationship until she's released from prison. Probably a good idea there.
What relationship? Why? She doesn't have that much time to write letters anymore? I mean, how much time could a relationship take up? You make a phone call, you write a letter, that's it. That's all you got to do. Sounds like if you had conjugal visits, that'd be the best relationship ever.
Hey, can you kill someone and then come in and we can have sex?
Can you kill someone and then tell me about it on the phone?
That's her phone sex.
Like, what if all her fantasies are like,
talk dirty to me, tell me how you would kill my mom.
I would say like crazy shit.
I would stab her, I guess.
Keep going. More details. Boring.
She's like really mean.
What if she was a total cunt?
She could be. Her mom was insane.
You're a piece of shit. You're a loser, Ken. You're not even your letters
Ken.
Suck.
Maybe it was Ken Kratz.
Ken
the fucking prosecutor.
Oh, you're the hot nymph who's in prison. Our voices really go together well, Ken.
You imagine a three-way between the Dance Man, Gypsy Rose, and Ken Kratz? Some sort of weird love triangle.
I'd both die if that came out.
You imagine that? He's like, Ken, you're the real catch. I mean, you have the $300,000 house and the six-figure income. I'm just the nymph.
Brandon, who are you talking to in there, Brandon? What's going on?
Talking to Ken Kratz.
What? You went against you in court.
Yeah, dog. What's up? It's fucking Nate Diaz up in here too, man. It's fucking yeah. I'm up in here just fucking hanging out.
Like, just, what are you doing in prison?
He's just sparring.
Yeah, he's fucking looking. I'm in a training camp in maximum security prison.
Some fighters have released some great video because most of them just like aren't doing any sort of precaution. Like they're like wrestling other guys with no like just whatever. But GSP did a great one a little while back. I think he must have gotten paid to do it.
Was it real or a joke?
It's him with like a high tech Nerf gun. And he's like, this is a big challenge for me. And he like set up like something that he was going to shoot like 30 feet away. And he's like, make sure to always put safety first. And he put on these like clear goggles. I'm like, this guy is Tom Hanks from Big. Like he's like the mind of a 7-year-old.
I will say this. I was playing with a Nerf gun over the weekend, so I can't really say much.
Were you wearing goggles?
No, but my nephew had to wear like a face mask. But I will say this: these Nerf guns, some of them are like, I wish they had the power. I wish when we were kids, they had the power of these guns. I don't remember us having Nerf guns that shot. These new ones are like crazy. They fucking haul. Like they will shoot all the way across the yard.
I heard if you get hit.
I don't know. They didn't shoot me, but I shot my niece, and she said it hurt pretty bad.
She's been in the hospital since.
Yeah. My net, but we were shooting targets, too, so I felt a little like GSP.
All right. Well, I stand corrected. I got to get to this one. This is from Kirk. He's a self-proclaimed number one fan in Sacramento. I'm sure somebody else will dispute that. Did he come see you when you were with Ari? Because I think the number one Sacramento
in
fan.
In Sactown? We were in San Jose.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I guess he has an excuse.
Yeah, it's a little
far. So and somebody I saw sent this on Twitter to John Little because I saw he commented on it. It's about the articles about how some people are fighting against wearing masks, and it's making a parallel to back when seatbelts were introduced, how America rebelled. I didn't know this.
I could see that. Dude, okay, so I didn't wear a seatbelt until... in all of high school, I refused to wear a seatbelt. I thought you were a pussy because when I was a kid, we never wore seatbelts. Like, if you put on a seatbelt, my dad would probably call you a pussy. Like, did you wear seatbelts when you were a kid? Like, when you were...
No, I remember I never did, really. And then we had a family friend who was like, she wouldn't drive unless you had it on. And then, like, that was the first time I, like, somebody in my life was like, hey, you need to do this.
In high school, did you ever...
By then, yeah, I had started doing it. But I remember as a kid, though, it wasn't really like a big thing.
I think when I started, I think I was like 18 and I was racing this kid. I had this Honda Civic that I souped up a little and I was racing this guy on the highway and we came up as a 2-lane highway. We were side by side and there was two semis blocking our path. So I went around the side, but it was gravel. And about halfway past this truck, I lost control. I started fishtailing. I pass the trucks. I spin around backwards in front of them, and then I go into the median and I hit a sign. And I think after that, I said maybe I should start wearing my seatbelt. I think it was like that moment. But I was at least 18 or 19.
So this is Business Insider. It says between 1920 and 1960, the rate of auto deaths doubled from 11 people per 100,000 to 22 people.
Damn.
Edward J. Claghorn. Remember Edward J. Claghorn with Claghorn Leghorn?
Yeah, of course.
He first patented an automobile safety harness in 1885, mainly to help keep tourists from falling out of New York taxi cabs.
What were they like? Oh, hey, look at, oh shit, I fell out.
Another one fell out on the street into the pile of dog shit and horse shit on the side, on the gutter.
I mean, even if you're new to the moving vehicle, how are you falling out? I mean, are you hitting bumps and they're knocking you out? Or are you, like, leaning out and they're like, oh, fuck, I'm losing it?
Maybe they were doing those, like, trick videos where, you know, people, like, are, like, their feet are barely touching the ground on the highway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it says it wasn't until the mid-50s that many car makers even offered seatbelt as an option. So they didn't even come in cars prior to that, which is crazy to think of.
No, I mean, if you look at old cars, I mean, there was nothing. So, also, they didn't travel that fast. They didn't go that fast. I mean, you would still, obviously, even wreck at 40 miles an hour, you'll get hurt.
Most motorists declined because it was optional. In 1956, only 2% of Ford buyers took the $27 seatbelt option as the death toll kept rising. So John Little would have been loving the 1956 period of the American history.
Yeah, it's like, do you want a seatbelt? Fuck no, I'll save my $20.
So then Ralph Nader comes along. If this fucking site will move down, there we go.
I remember when ABS was an option and people were like, fuck ABS. What are you, a pussy?
Yeah, and I think too, extra money. Everyone's like, yeah, fuck you. I'm not buying that stupid shit. Then you're like, oh, yeah. Wait, I need that. 1965, Ralphie Nader, 31, penned Unsafe at Any Speed, a best-selling expose that claimed car manufacturers were sacrificing lives for style and profit. He said that Detroit willfully neglected advances in auto safety like roll bars and seatbelts to keep costs down. That spurred Congress to create what eventually became the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, John Little's nightmare, which required all vehicles except buses to be fitted with seatbelts in 1968, which is when the music died for John Little.
Dude, I mean, watch old race car drivers from the 40s and 50s, back when cars started getting kind of fast. You're talking about some guys didn't have seatbelts. None of them had roll bars, and their head was sticking out above the body of the car. Dudes would roll over, and their face would rip off. There was a dude who started a number of car magazines, and when he was like 20-some years old, his car rolled over in a race, and it skinned his face. Skinned his face off. They had to do reconstructive surgery in like the 60s, which was primitive shit, and he always looked like mangled. It was crazy.
Wasn't he the guy who drove in a hockey mask from then on?
Yeah, and he chased Jamie Lee Curtis for a while.
They called him
he chased kids at a local lake resort.
So they took a Gallup poll from, I don't even know, I know I've heard of that. I don't really know what that entails.
It's just like it's an organization that polls people.
I thought it was a horse reference.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of horse fuckers go door to door. While they're telling you that they're convicted of bestiality, they're also asking you questions about seatbelts.
It's a smokescreen, so their buddies, like, they occupy you, and their buddies go to your stables around the back.
Imagine if that's the Gallup poll. That's the history of it.
Like, well, it started kind of nefariously, but after about 20 years, it became just a regular thing.
But we still call it the Gallup poll.
In 1984, that poll showed that 65% of Americans opposed mandatory seatbelt laws, according to the LA Times. John Little was born at the wrong time.
It shows you how long it takes us to adapt to anything.
Yeah.
That's
like
idiots.
20 plus years after they're like, hey, man, this will help you. And people are like, fuck that. This is bullshit.
Look, they said that if you just wear condoms in certain demographics, AIDS was running rampant in the 80s. And when they found out it was sexually transmitted, they're like, hey, just wear condoms. And people are like, fuck you. I'm just going to keep butt fucking with no condom, and I'm going to get AIDS. It could have been stopped or slowed down, but people were like, fuck that. Don't tell me how to live.
So in a survey a year later, so that's 85, drivers said they thought that restraints were, in quotes, ineffective, inconvenient, and uncomfortable. Like, boring. Get out of here with this shit.
Do you remember when they used to, I mean, we had this talk with John Little, but do you remember when they used to say that, I read something where it said that you're more likely to die wearing your seatbelt.
Yeah, you remember that? For a while, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to prove. They're like, if you go into a lake, you're going to die. Certain things, like before airbags, they're like, it'll snap your fucking neck or something. It was crazy.
It says some people were arguing incorrectly that it was safer to be thrown clear from a wreck than trapped inside the car. That's the most, even Little would be like, yeah, I'm not going to argue that one. I'll give you that fact.
How would you be throwing? Dude, can you imagine, especially guys like our size, having our legs and our bodies ripped through the windshield? I mean, my legs would snap in half. They would just break off. They'd probably rip off.
Manu Bol got thrown from a fucking car. I don't think his health was ever the same. I mean, that guy's like eight feet tall.
Through the windshield.
He must have looked like a missile. Imagine seeing Manu Bol flying from a car.
No, I don't understand how your body would even contort enough to make it around all of the steering wheel, make it between the seat and the console, make it through the windshield.
How anyone survives just like the glass cutting you up, like how you don't get cut an artery.
Well, the glass is not, it's not like glass in your window. I mean, it's designed to shatter and stay in place. There's like a plastic film in the middle between two sheets. So it cracks, but it doesn't, I mean, it can cut you a little bit, but it's not like shards of glass. It splinters and then you can rip through basically the plastic that's laminated between it.
I hope Little reads this article and he gets ideas of how to rejuvenate the fight in 2020.
I mean, I will say, like, I didn't wear a seatbelt till probably the mid to late 90s on a regular basis.
According to this, there was a 1987 Chicago Tribune editorial. It says, in this country, saving freedom is more important than trying to regulate lives through legislation. So it's like, hey, man, we want our freedom. Saving lives.
I love the fights that we do. Don't force us to wear seatbelts, but go ahead and take away all our freedoms after 9/11 to prevent us from terrorist attacks, which don't happen.
It says some people were cutting seatbelts out of their cars, which It says others challenged seatbelt laws in court. Has he done that? He's got to get out there.
Here's the thing. Driving isn't a right. It's not a right. I mean, that's what they say. It's a privilege. And too many assholes get their driver's license. They should really crack down on people and their driving. You should get your license fucking yanked permanently at some point.
Yeah. I mean, there are people like, you're like, how is John Jones still driving around?
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever.
Multiple DUIs, some assholes. Dude, I know fucking people have been in a dozen car accidents. Their fault. You're done after a while. You're done after like five.
Yeah, it's like you're not going to get any better. Like, it's over. You had your shot. You failed.
It's a weird thing to challenge it because it's like technically, I mean, I get it. I don't want any government regulations, but at the same time, they did build the fucking roads, so they kind of fucking own them.
Some Massachusetts radio personality, I've never heard of the guy, Jerry Williams, he transformed his talk show into a crusade against seatbelts. He got 45,000 signatures in 3 months.
Damn.
He managed to get a referendum on the ballot to repeal the state's new seatbelt law. John Little's got his work cut out if he wants to be in the history books as an anti-seatbelter.
Dude, there's far better things on a car that you can rally against. Dude, how about speed limits? Why the fuck do we have speed limits?
So we don't drive like maniacs?
No, it's for tickets. It's so that they can fight. You know why they lowered the speed limit? You know how you think it's for safety, right?
I mean, some people, though, would be driving like 80 down residential streets without any
people
sort of
already law. Driving. But I'm saying on the highway, people got the misconception that they lowered the speed limit for safety. No, it was for fuel consumption. That's what it originally was for. Somehow it got twisted into safety. It's not a safety issue to speed. Dude, drive on the LA highway. You're going 85 anyway. But most people, they actually, when there is no speed limit, and I've seen it in Germany, most people don't drive that fast. Only a few people, usually people that kind of know how to drive, will drive faster than 80 to 90 miles an hour.
John Little, one of them.
It's just fucking revenue. Now that, seatbelts, I'm all for. Speed limits? In town, yes. On the highway? No. I'm anti-speed limits.
This host said in an 86 interview, we don't feel we should be forced to buckle up and have a police officer sent in by the state to make sure we're buckled up. This guy is John Little's hero.
John Little is like 30 years too late to this fucking
fight. I know. You think he's heartbroken that he thought that he started the revolution, but like this revolution's been going on a long time?
I'm shocked by this. And I did think, I was like, does anyone believe this? I mean, in the 80s, I could definitely see it. But I guess John Little's the last to keep it going.
he's like the new generation. But yeah, I was shocked to see that like this had been going on for so long.
Dude, man. I mean, a part of me, like, I feel like I heard this because I feel like my dad rallied against this. Because my dad, I'll be honest with you, I don't think my dad... Yeah, I'll 100% say my dad never wore a seatbelt once in his life.
Ever?
Because he got pulled over for it, too.
Not one, zero
I think
times.
When he moved to L.A. before he died, and he was only in L.A. for like 4 years, I think he would sometimes, he would always, if he saw a cop, he would grab it, put it across his chest, but he never buckled it. Yeah.
Would he wear one on planes? Planes, I don't really understand. Like, what are they going to, like, I mean, everyone always says. Like,
I never saw my dad fly. I mean, he flew, but I don't know what it looked like because he was so big. I have no idea what it looked like him flying. I've never seen him in a plane. I never took him to the airport. I have no idea.
He may have sat in the cockpit.
Yeah, but I 100% positive he may have worn a seatbelt a handful of times in his whole life.
If you go your whole life without wearing one and like in nothing, that's pretty amazing accomplishment. If like nothing, you never get injured, nothing ever bad happens to you.
Well, I mean, he got an accident. A guy was coming the wrong way down on the exit ramp on the highway in Chicago and hit him. My brother was sleeping in the front seat. He was like 4. He rolled into the footwell. My dad banged up his knee, but other than that, nothing else happened. Two or three people died. This guy hit my dad first. Glanced off him and then hit a bunch of other people, and I think 3 of them died. But
if that's your track record, you're like, why bother? Well, I don't need it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the drinking and driving was probably a bigger issue. I mean, I never saw it without a beer most of the time until he got to like LA.
Didn't you think that was a gear shift until you were like 10 years old?
Dude, I thought it was totally no. I didn't know it was illegal until I got to driver's ed. Or they started showing in high school like drinking and driving videos, and I was like, "That's weird. I didn't know that you weren't supposed to do that."
I thought it was just frowned upon.
Yeah,
I thought it was encouraged.
But I mean, there's a lot of people that went their whole life without wearing a seatbelt. I bet you any older person that's like in their 80s now probably didn't start wearing a seatbelt until like the 2000s.
Well, I mean, it says in the mid 80s, which I mean, we were kids, but like. I mean, it sounds like no one was wearing them, or most people weren't.
Do you remember anybody being in a car seat after the age of like 2?
No, they would just put you to sit you in there.
You outgrew that one car seat that you had. That was it.
Yeah, you're going done in the now, back seat. Kids are in them. And if you're a lightweight, if you've got lightweight, baby, ain't nothing but a peanut. You can be in a car seat till you're like 8 years old.
Dude, my nephew was like 9, and they were still putting him in a car seat. It was one of those like booster seats.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, that's definitely changed a lot.
John Little, too late to the game, brother.
Yeah, I thought he was a revolutionary. Little did I know that kind of a hacktivist.
He's a hacktivist. He's a hacktivist.
Yeah, I heard what you said about me. I don't appreciate that.
I'm not a hack. I'm just keeping the torch burning.
What if he gets another cause and we realize that it's like another, a similar thing, that it's like a tread upon cause?
Dude, if you look back in history, they're all tread upon causes. In 1958, they were rallying against climate change and stuff. Like, it's all, none of this is new. It's all been around.
And I heard that that Greta Thunberg was during that period, too.
Yeah, there was another Greta Thunberg.
She's a time traveler. What the fuck?
Dude, after this Epstein shit, I'm starting to believe in a lot of these conspiracy theories. This
you
pizza
call
gate.
Up, you got to call up Sam Tripoli.
Dude, Sam Tripoli and Eddie Bravo, those are conspiracies, dude. Those are just fucking ramblings of schizophrenics.
Oh.
Yeah, those guys, that's just too much, man. Too fucking
speaking
much.
Of, did you see Adam Egget, talent coordinator of the Comedy that. Store on Joe Rogan?
I know you were going there. Yeah, so
he hasn't seen one person the whole lockdown.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said. And Rogan's like, I fear about your mental health. And he's like, I'm all right. But that's like his normal tone. That's
not
him excited.
One person.
No, nothing. Zero.
I texted him once. He's like, I'm at the beach. And I was like, I thought he was with people.
Must have been by himself.
Went to the beach before the big lockdown. And I was like, okay, cool.
I guess I didn't know that. Did you know he was like involved in a childhood cult?
Yeah, that school he went to. Yeah.
And then
he told me about it. It's fucking crazy.
I want to say the creator of Breaking Bad is like trying to write a pilot with him based on it.
I knew he's been shopping or like trying to get a story made of it for a long time. It's pretty crazy. Like, he's told it to me a couple times, and it's a wild tale. Yeah, listen
so you're
to Rogan.
Saying I could get my
it.
Life a pilot? Well, I mean, if you have something crazy. Yeah, you think that's crazy?
I think Garland was like, or somebody, one of those guys, some big name guy was like super fascinated by it. I hope he gets
I think somebody heard it on a podcast and got in touch with him. So yeah, I think he said he's hooked up with that.
Dude, that's part of me just needs to go the eBay route where it's like, you guy got on a Netflix show, he's friends with Norm. He's like, talking about shit on a podcast. People are like, I'll write your life story. I feel like I'm trying
too hard.
Is
like, he's like, yeah, it's like he just is, it's effortless. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
He just like walks around and like Forrest Gump's his way into like, well, okay, now I'm doing this.
Maybe I'm trying too hard.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I guess the bad thing is Eleanor and I were in a group text with him. She asked him if he tested positive for AIDS to be on the podcast, and he said he did. So,
oh, he did test positive for AIDS? Okay, breaking
yes.
news.
That's
not for me, that's from you.
Allegedly. Speaking of breaking news, Barb sent me this, and this is Cheyenne, Wyoming. I guess they had one of the first strip clubs that was coming back from this period of time.
Is that the drive-through strip club?
No.
They had a drive-through where like they'd fucking smash you in the face with titties.
There was another one where... where was it? It was... I forget where it was, but they... The strip club obviously was closed, so they had women riding mopeds with pasties on delivering shit to people. And they were calling it Boober. I don't know if it was, if anyone has any sort of copyright on that.
Dude, but that's like great.
Some people were hating it, but they're like, why not? They're like, these women need money.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing a service. Like, and what people are like, they're top. People are like, who gives a shit? They're like, they're wearing, they're not naked.
They're not forcing them to be topless. They're strippers. Strippers need to make a fucking living.
Yeah. It's like, what's the problem? Like, I would love seeing that. I mean, if they fall off, they're pretty fucked, but they're grown people. They're like, it's my choice. I'm doing it.
Also, if they fell, oh, you mean if they fall off, even if the pasties fall off, they're
no,
fucked.
If they fall off like, the no. moped, those tits yeah. are going to be on the street.
Yeah, you're going to have road rash on those tits, tit rash.
Ugh. So yeah, this is Cheyenne, Wyoming. I don't know anything about their strip club scene. Something tells me it's not like not where like NBA players go to check out the strippers. But
dude, you never know. There's some random shithole towns that are only known for their strip clubs.
Yeah. So this is USA Today. Top. This is the type of stuff that's reported on these days.
Has anybody ever done a magazine or a newspaper called USA Tomorrow?
I don't know. You should start it up.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I know somebody, John Little, would get, it's going to make us millions.
So what, people are reading about news that happened today, but in our publication, they read about news that's going to happen tomorrow.
Let's predict the news. We could do it. How hard could it be, O'Neill?
Yeah, my grandmother was clairvoyant.
Her name was clairvoyant? So this says, Cleo counts out crumpled dollars straight into the bills as she stacks them neatly onto her bare leg. Good, I like to see that. She says, $22, the 23-year-old exclaims, not too bad.
As a tip?
I think that's just like all her, all her money, counting up all those ones.
Oh,
not,
this...
That's not too good.
That doesn't sound great. It doesn't, isn't a lap dance $20?
I don't know. It says all around her, more than a dozen nearly naked women are dancing and swinging from a brass pole as music thumps and customers shower the dancers with money. It's like any other night in this rural strip club on the Colorado-Wyoming border. I wonder if Dog the Bounty Hunter goes there.
Dude, I had no idea. For years, I didn't know that that pole moved. I'm such an idiot. I thought they just greased it up and slid their body, like swung around it. I didn't know it moved. It moves in a circle. Like
I don't think I knew that.
I just thought it was like some greasy-ass pole that they fucking would rub their pussy on and stuff and spin around. I had no idea that it was fucking spun.
It rotates. Okay. It's good to know. It says, while the dancers are all wearing barely any outfits, every one of them's wearing a mask. Can you imagine watching a naked woman dance in a mask? Dude,
part of me thinks that would be even hotter.
Because you'd be like, I don't want to see their bad teeth.
Yeah.
Or their braces.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's almost like a fucking, it's almost like a nurse is raping you during surgery. If that's your fantasy. You're like, oh, no, I can't move.
A bank robber just who loves dancing and nudity. It says some are bandanas, some are surgical masks. One look as if it was swiped from a construction site.
Maybe your husband's a construction worker.
This is crazy. It says this is the time we're in, though. Following state rules, women are wearing them as they feel out their first night back on the job. Cleo, the $22 is the first income she's earned in weeks. She's ready to make more, even if it brings her far closer to customers than the state's 6-foot social distancing guidelines. I like her style. She's like, I don't give a shit. I'm getting in there.
Lap dancing, dude. That's where you make the bulk of your income. If you can't lap dance, you're pretty fucked.
Yeah, who just wants to watch 6 feet away? You can do that. You can go on the internet and do that.
Yeah. I guess maybe it'd be better. Chicks wouldn't be like bothering you. You know how like you feel bad always turning down, like when they're like, you want to dance? You're like, no. And then they just like, fuck you, piece of shit. Walk away.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not in here to spend a lot of money, to be honest.
I'm here on a budget.
She said, I feel like my makeup's sweating off under this thing. She said, oh, that's my song. I got to go. I like how they leave that in the article. Cleo didn't want her legal name used because of potential harassment. From who? Customers?
Dude, I know girls who used to drive like an hour and a half away to go dance so the people in town didn't know who they were.
Yeah, I don't blame them. So she gets on stage, starts spinning around the pole, her 5-inch heels are banging together. She bends backwards. A friend of ours, he had a friend, he went to a bachelor party, and the guy said, make him clack. Yeah. I want to hear him clack.
It was like his big thing, clack him.
She bends backwards to rest her feet. Why the fuck are they giving a play-by-play of this?
So we know how stripping works. We know how stripping works.
Yeah, I've seen a thing or two. This place is called The Den. It's one of the first strip clubs in the country to reopen amid the pandemic. To celebrate its grand opening, it threw a mask-on, clothes-off party, which, I mean, isn't that, if that's what the rules are, like, it doesn't really sound like you're doing anything all that different.
It just sounds like instead of calling it a party, just say it's open. It's open for business.
It's weird, though, is that it says Wyoming's had so few cases that they are, like, opening stuff. So why do they need to wear the mask if the cases are so low?
I think it's a federal – or no, I don't even know if it's federal. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, probably just to keep stuff down. Something tells me if you're going to catch corona, it's probably going to be in a strip club.
I wonder if
there's a filthy shit going on there.
Is the buffet still going on?
I would hope. I would hope so. It's the only reason to go there for the good food. Has there ever been a strip club that has like phenomenal food? Like some chef,
Some high-end chef opens up a restaurant inside the strip club.
Yeah, Guy Fieri has one.
Yeah, Fieri my cock.
Welcome to Guy Fieri's strip bar.
Hunter's going to be the manager.
Hunter's a dancer. I imagine seeing him in a strip club, how annoying he is. But he's such a good guy, he probably wouldn't go to
Yeah,
like
it'd be called Hunter and Gatherers.
Hunter and Rider. He only uses names that are also verbs.
Rider, I don't even know her.
I was going to have a third kid and name him Fucker.
They should call him Fetty Poopy Pants.
Guy Fieri's raised that 20 mil. He's a real hot shot.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
He's been sleeping over Bert's. Oh, I guess I said, he gives up to $500 like two restaurant employees. It's not two restaurants.
Oh, that's good. That helps
basically
a lot.
He's basically created like a pool for, you know, restaurant.
That's great. If I worked at a fucking restaurant, I got an extra $500, I'd be like, fuck, all right, it saves me for a week.
I hit him up and said I do work at a restaurant, so I got that $500.
What's the name of the restaurant you work at?
Johnny Garlo's.
Johnny Garlo's. What? I've got mule sauce at my restaurant.
That sounds like donkey sauce. We serve toilet nachos instead of trash can nachos.
Yeah.
People love them. all our meat looks like shit on the plate.
Yeah, we have Guy Fieri. What's his name? Fieri or Fieri?
Fieri. It's spelled Fieri. It's Fieri.
But there's no
Brian Holtzman's. I put Brian Holtzman's the executive chef.
Yeah.
You don't like the fucking meat, bitch. I wonder what he's doing in lockdown.
For some reason, I could see him taking it very seriously. Like, well, he's yelling at people.
I think he's a very particular guy, so I think he would be into, like, you know, back up off me.
Dude, the only time OCD has served me well is this, because it really wasn't any change from anything. It was zero. It was zero change.
I think he may have a touch of that as well.
It didn't. It hasn't really affected me, because this is how I live my life on a regular basis.
And you were used to seeing strippers with the mask before anyway.
Yeah. I would make them, when I go in the champagne room, I would make them put on these masks, every one of them.
Does a Halloween mask count as a mask or no?
You mean like
if you're in a, like if you're in a store and you put on a Halloween mask?
I think anything like that covers your, sometimes I use my shirt as a mask. I mean, I don't, you can use
like
a bandana.
Rubber mask.
Yeah, like a rubber. Yeah, it'd be the hottest fucking thing you have to wear all day, but,
Can you wear pantyhose?
No.
I've been wearing women's underwear on my face.
I've been using a fishing net as a mask. Does that work?
It probably breathes a little more than they would like, but maybe in certain places.
I put a plastic bag over my head.
You got to tie it tight.
Yeah, and then I jerked off.
You got to run. You got to run in the store before you pass out.
Hurry, right. Hurry. Can I cut in line? This bag doesn't have much air left.
Fuck!
It'd be all sweaty on the inside. You couldn't see anything. Condensation would be unreal. Have you ever put a plastic bag over your head for even like a minute? Jesus Christ! It gets hot. My brother used to put it.
I do only 5 minutes or more. I've never done only a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my brother used to he'd put a bag over your head and try to choke you.
I guess. Well, that sounds cool. Sounds like a fun game.
You guys didn't play game.
I guess comics are starting to hit the road again. Certain areas are opening up.
Texas, the improv in Texas is open, so I heard guys have dates in June that are going.
I was talking to Eleanor. She was telling me, the money has, been cut, so it's, pretty crazy to hear.
Oh, well, not only that. I mean, part of the reason is that I think the improv in Texas is only allowing, 50% occupancy or 20% occupancy. So, I mean, yeah. It's
and then a lot of the clubs are, I guess, as Rogan was talking about it with eBay, is that they give you the thermometers, like the ones that scan your forehead, and then
to
wear masks.
What if you don't have symptoms? I didn't get the whole
that's the problem. Is
who goes out when they have 103 fever, by the way?
They're like, wow, you really want to hear some jokes. I like your enthusiasm.
I feel like if you're able to make it, this guy's immune system's probably fine. If you can walk out, if you ever had 103 fever, dude, you don't want to go do anything.
Well, and it can like almost lead to hallucinate. You know, you're like hallucinating. It was like, I want to hear some jokes.
Yeah, fuck that, man. I didn't get the forehead that they're like they're gonna do it at the airport. I go, yeah, I guess, but fuck, dude, who the fuck flies like that in that condition? I guess somebody will try.
I don't want the forehead. I want strictly rectal.
Yeah, I would. I'm already. I take my temperature 3 times a day. All I do is pull the dildo out and I feel the tip with my hand. Ooh, it feels warm.
If it's warmer than room temp, then you gotta call the cops.
Dude, we were the last generation to really suffer through all that bullshit. Because I was at my brother-in-law's house and like they have the thing that just goes over the forehead to take the kid's temperature. Dude, until I was like, I don't know, 4? That was in the asshole.
Those things, though, I've tried them on Baby Barb here, and they don't work very well.
They don't?
It's just like, you're like, wait, 70, you're like 75 degrees, that doesn't make sense. Like, and it could be like, I don't know, I've had problems, and like, if you read reviews on them, a lot of them are like, they're really weird, like, they're finicky.
Oh, really? I'm old, I do remember the last time, and this is the only one I remember, but I remember, it was probably had to be the last time, I got a thermometer shoved up my ass. I can still feel it. It's not up there still, but I can still recall the feeling of the thermometer going in my ass. And I was like, I don't like this at all.
How thick was it?
Oh, it was about the size of a wrist.
The big Earl still has his done that way every morning.
Come on, see if I'm healthy.
It's when he eats his Mucilix. He drinks his fiber milkshake so he stays regular, gets those good farts.
Is Eleanor going on the road?
I don't know. She said she was thinking about it, but she's like, I don't want to. But
the flying would be the worst part. I would just drive, I think.
It's eBay was saying, because like him and Rogan's Jones and to get back to the comedy store, and he's like, I don't know. He's like, I think July at the earliest, and Rogan was like, what? Oh, man. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, even then, we'll only be allowed to let in 25% of a crowd, which isn't even a real show.
Dude, oh, my God. They're going to be – the show will be over at, like, 10:30. By the way, every big-name comic is going to get the fucking same show that we do at 1 a.m. or 12. 20 people in there. Spread
it
out.
It is going to be like, how badly do you guys want to perform? Because this is you're now like the playing field has been leveled. This isn't a full happy to be there. You know, this is like a paranoid, sparse crowd,
which is the same crowd we've been playing to for the past 15 years. Paranoid idiots at night. They're 20 people at most. And dude, I think there's gonna be a lot of big name comics complaining because they don't know how to handle a room like that, spaced out. Small numbers, weird energy. That's where we're gonna thrive, dude. We might thrive in this new this new fucking atmosphere that's gonna be created from all this.
I was thinking that you make good point. I was thinking that because no comics would be on the road or very few, that everyone would want spots. But I think once they realize what the spots are, like how many people will call in.
Yeah, dude. How many guys you know? Like if Rogan walked in there at 11:45 and there's 15 people in there, he's not going up. Chappelle's the only guy I know that's big that goes up. Attell will go up. He'll go up in like a shitty room. Rock.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Most big names they're like I work too hard to do this shit. Like I'm done with this.
Yeah. Even Ren Azizi tried it briefly and was like, yeah, I'm good.
Ari'll do it, but I mean it's not like he's like, you know, Ari's not like
No, I mean, Ari will do it sometimes, but also people hang around for Ari, so there's more people in there than usually are.
Yeah.
And then he still gets mixed results, as we all do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. Like, in L.A., I don't know. Like, will people flock to it? And the 25% just seems like it's going to be a real odd scene.
That's the weird thing about, like, especially, like, guys like Rogan and stuff being like, we can't open. Dude, if I were a fucking, if I were getting unemployment and I worked for fucking $10 an hour, like, if we still were delivering groceries, and I could take the unemployment. You think I would want to go to these disgusting fucks? How dirty they are? Dude, people are coughing in your face. I mean, I would work that job. People would cough in your face. You have to touch a million things. I would be like, fuck this. I'm not risking my fucking health. Shitty health insurance.
Makes no
sense. $10 an hour. Fuck you. I wouldn't do it.
It's just so weird, too, is like, the clubs are like, you're going to have to wear a mask, but you got to hit that 2-drink minimum and take your mask off every time you take a sip. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that makes no sense.
I don't know what the answer is. I want things to open up, but I see it also from the perspective, because I'm not that far removed from working a real shitty job where I had to interact with 100 people a day that were fucking slobs. And if this shit were going on right now, dude, I was paranoid during flu season when we worked that job. Do you remember how paranoid we would be? Everyone was like, fuck, dude. Fucking people are gross. Somebody was sick. They're signing. I always brought hand wipes. I would wipe my fucking pens off. I would wipe my hands off after touching doors. If shit was going on like it is now, I would be freaked the fuck out. I would just take the unemployment.
I threw pens away on that job.
Yes.
I was like, it's beyond redeemable. I can't save it.
Blood hands. Remember blood hands?
Oh, I haven't thought about them in years. But yeah, how could I forget? Guy had gaping open sores on his hands and his face.
And the receipt, he would smear blood on the receipt sometimes because he was in one of those assisted living facilities. He was only like in his 40s, but he must have been a picker. He picked at the skin on his hands and body, and they were open and bleeding. So you'd have to throw your pen away, and you would also have to not touch the bloody part of the fucking receipt.
His room smelled like the most cigarette concentrated smell you could smell in your life. Like, it was hard to breathe. Hard to do anything.
There's a lot of people are like, especially a lot of people with a lot of cash are like, I want to go out to eat. I want to do this. And I was like, dude, you don't understand. Person serving your food probably sees 150 people a fucking day. They're like, fuck this.
Yeah. They're like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't know.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you got to open things back up. But also, if I were working a fucking job like that, I'd be like, fuck you guys.
If you're rich and you're going, you better be tipping big, real big.
I did see, I went to mail something the other day, and there's like a homeless guy begging outside the post office. Some dude handed the guy $100. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Good man.
He's like, use it for everyone. Who cares?
Yeah.
What's the point?
No, I mean, you better be tipping. Like, you better. Also, when we were delivering groceries, I guarantee you nobody was tipping more. There was like a handful of people that tipped well already. They probably tipped better. But I guarantee you the regular fucking assholes that didn't tip very well weren't tipping any better despite all of the shit going on.
I still see the cars driving around town. I'm like, I can't imagine what it would be like working right now.
Dude, I'd be so paranoid.
You'd be like, is this worth doing? Like, it's not great money.
No, but you need to survive.
It's the slippery slope. Fuck, yeah.
Everyone's saying that's like, you got to reopen. And I do agree. I just don't know what the answer to it is. Again, if you're fucking making minimum wage and you're interacting with a shitload of people every day, you're like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Tough.
I don't know.
It can be tough. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
I know. I mean, I know a lot of comics are jonesing to get back. But, I don't know. Like, what are you getting back to, though, you know?
I would love to go back. I mean, yeah, I don't know what it would be. I don't know what it would be like. But, I mean, probably the same.
The Comedy Store employees are earned for a rude awakening, the ones who only know this glory period right now. They're like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Dude, we're right back in their comfort zone.
I know. We're like, hey, I remember these days. I worked here for years when it was like this. These guys are going to be like crying. They'll be like, I don't know what this place is like anymore.
Yeah, do the employee section, when they go up and there's going to be like 20 people there, which compared to what we had when we started will still be luxurious. They're going to be like, holy shit. Like, I can't do it. I'm bombing. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Can't handle it.
Yeah, all they know are just like crazy, not always, but for the most part, generous crowds. You're like, hey, man, it's not. You guys, you've been spoiled.
I think creatively, this will be a huge boost for stand up as a whole, because what these big crowds. I mean, even big guys I talk to, they don't want to be the weak guy on the lineup, the early lineup. So every one of them is bringing their A game.
a lot of these guys aren't even trying out new stuff because they're scared, because they're like, I don't want to bomb before some fucking big ass name comes up. You know, maybe they see me bomb, they think less of me. So a lot of guys are bringing their A game, whereas it's still late night. I still fuck around all the time.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I mean, you would think people will adjust. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see, like, are people just going to keep doing their A shit, like, in front of these scattered crowds that, like, you know, capacity is only the 25%. In the original room, that's not a lot of, that's not that many people.
Dude, you're talking about 25 people.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah. And before, like, the room's not huge, people so away.
Everyone's 6 feet away from each other. Like, it's going to look so fucking weird.
Max, that place hold that the OR holds 120. And then you're talking about 100, maybe 100, probably 75 spread out people in the main room.
Which is a huge room. And with, like, if it's not full, it's bizarre. So that's going to be a real weirdo room to perform in.
And they're going to have to open, you know, when they open, if they close the sides, it's better. But when they open the sides, which they're going to have to put people over there, but they're all going to be spread out. And spread out is not a good way to perform.
No, in front of a large group, it's like you don't know where to focus because, like, every, you know, you're like, there's not, it's so random.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's,
I'm not worried. We'll see. It's not like,
no, it's like, if, yeah, it's what we know.
Yeah. It's all we know, mostly.
Sadly, but hey, who knows? Maybe we're apocalypse. Maybe we're apocalyptic comics.
That could be too. We're just built for the apocalypse. We're built for the shitty times. Hey, somebody's. It can't be good times all the time.
I'm getting ready to. Hopefully, John Little's magic show opens up. I haven't heard from him. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I should. Well, dude, we're not booked on the first John Little magic show, no matter what.
Too unpredictable.
Yeah, I'm still the most insulting thing I've ever heard from a friend.
He's a booker now. He's not a friend anymore. He's a booker.
Yeah, O'Neill, you're going to have to send me a tape.
You're going to have to prove yourself. A lot of hungry people in this town, O'Neill.
I go, hey, the OR on Mondays. It's tough room. Oh, it's tough room. Do I usually do better than a lot of people? Yeah. But sometimes it gets crazy. I go, yeah, but you just said it's a tough room. Everybody does poorly. Fucking guy.
Well, Johnny.
Drives me crazy. Guy gets a room, and he's like, yeah, I can't book you guys.
And he's doing exploratory magic. It's not like he's doing
he's doing 20s out of a guy's asshole.
And he's like, yeah, you guys are too crazy. I don't want to be associated with that. But hold on, let me pull this 20 out of a guy's ass.
Dude, if we got a show, first guy to hit us up. Yeah, so when do I start working on this show? What character am I playing?
That's all you're paying? Fuck that.
You know what I'd say? John, can't have you on right now. Too unpredictable. But maybe later after the show gets established.
Yeah, you're probably right. But then he would fight you on it.
All right.
Before we get out of here, shout out to Christopher Pierce. He sent us a new theme song that I'll play whenever we can be back in person doing these things.
Old KP. You could send it
and
to me.
And his lady, he turned his lady onto it. New female fan alert. Her name is Amity. Not a name you hear all the time.
All right. Yeah, you could send it to me. I'll put it in the front of this.
All right.
We won't be able to react to it because it will be in post.
Yeah, you kind of want to say it. But yeah, I'll send it to you. So Amity. Have you ever heard that name on
Amity?
Anybody? Yeah.
No, but I like it. Amity. I like
Amityville,
that name.
Amityville Horror.
I like it because you have never heard it. But it also sounds like a real name. Like some names you haven't heard, and you're like, that doesn't sound like a real name. But Amity, I like that. I would name my kid.
But it almost
Amity.
Sounds kind of like Calamity, which was Calamity, but it's not. But it's like, it does have a vague familiarity, but it's not. You're like,
yeah.
But there is something cool about it.
Yeah, it's new but familiar.
Hopefully it's not fake. He's like, yeah, I don't have a girlfriend. I just made that up.
Just want to give a shout out to an imaginary girlfriend.
Yeah, I just wanted to impress other people who listen to the show.
I wanted to play in front of my family and be like, see, I do have a girlfriend. She lives in Arizona.
Amity's going to say, we need to kill your mom. All right, everybody, if you go to the strip club, put your mask on your mouth and your dingus. So mask up, everybody.
Yeah, number one, forget if you're going to strip club to fuck, definitely wear a condom.
You need to get your dick mask for sure.
The old dick mask. That's the new Trojan dick masks.
That's what they should make. Hey, why haven't the condom guys gotten into the face masks?
I mean, everyone else has. You can buy a UFC one, for Christ's sakes. Comedy Store will probably be selling them.
Yeah, why don't you do Durex face masks ribbed for her pleasure?
I have one that looks like I'm eating a woman's ass right over my mouth.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody, they must sell super filthy fucking face masks.
I'm sure you can buy them with all sorts of horse shit on them. Spencer's Gifts probably making them. Who knows?
Alibaba's probably using DeWitt's artwork to put on. Probably Babes of Dongaria face mask.
He would lose his fucking mind if he saw that. But
they already stole it. They already stole his artwork for that shit.
I know. Imagine being in public, then you see it on a face mask. You're like, fuck.
Oh, my God. You see like 10 of them in a day, and you're like, oh, these things are huge.
They're selling like hotcakes. All right, everybody. Take her sleazy out there on those streets, and we'll hopefully be back next week, and I'll report more on this treehouse. It may be a condominium by then.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I want to see. Yeah, what do you think? He's got multiple cardboard levels. You imagine he was a three-story. The guy falls through all three floors.
His old man's at the top of, like, this flimsy tree, sitting in a fucking recliner.
That'd be great. All right, cool.
All right, everybody.
Later on.
Danish O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill. Your empty hearts, they will steal. Danish and O'Neill.